KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJN. It's being brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Goodyear!
We want to make sure you know to call McAtee Tire in Atlantic when you're having tire issues. Whether it's in the field, on the road, or at home, we can take care of you. We offer a farm service truck that can come to you in order to speed up the repair or replacement of your tire and get you back in the field faster, or take advantage of our service repair shop in Atlantic. McAtee Tire in Atlantic offers a large, in-stock selection of premium Titan and Goodyear farm tires. Why choose Titan for your tire needs? Titan and Goodyear farm tires are made in America, many coming from right here in our backyard, Des Moines, Iowa. Titan also offers a 90-day, no-excuses customer satisfaction program, which gives you 90 days to determine whether you like the tires or not. Not sure what your tire needs are or who you can turn to with questions? Give the tire experts and trained technicians a call at McAtee Tire in Atlantic, 712-243-4413, or visit us online for more information. Trust McAtee Tire for all your tire and service needs.
Serious freedom.
And taking a look at sports now this morning, in high school volleyball play last night in Hawkeye 10 action, it was a triangular held in Atlantic, and it was Creston beating Atlantic 3-0. Also, Lewis Central 3-0 over Atlantic, and Lewis Central 3-0 then over Creston as part of that play last night. Also, Clarinda topped Edison Schleswig 3-0. It was Glenwood 3-1 over Abraham Lincoln. Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah 3-0, and Red Oak was a 3-2 winner over Harlan. In corner conference play, East Mills beat South Page 3-0. It was Essex 3-2 over Stanton. Sydney beat Clarinda Academy 3-0. In Western Iowa conference play, Audubon over Riverside 3-0. A Griswold beat Logan Magnolia 3-2. Missouri Valley over Underwood 3-2. Trainer beat AHSTW 3-0. Tri-Center 3-1 over IKM Manning. Pride of Iowa Conference action, Central Decatur defeated Martinsdale-St. Mary's 3-0. I-35 over Pleasantville 3-0. Lenox 3-0 over Bedford. Mount Air swept Nottoway Valley 3-0. It was Southwest Valley 3-1 over East Union. And Southeast Warren beat Wayne 3-0. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Peyton Sherdan 3-2 over Cam. Exira EHK also had to go to the distance to beat Arweva 3-2. And Glidden Ralston was a 3-0 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. And in the Bluegrass Conference, Ankeny Christian over Orient Maxburg 2-0. And Orient Maxburg was a 2-0 winner over Melcher Dallas as well last night. In cross-country action, the Monarch Cross-Country Invitational held in Denison last night. On the girls' side, it was Denison Schleswig winning the team title with 48 points. Abraham Lincoln was second with 60, followed by Harlan, Missouri Valley, HSTW, South Central Calhoun, Maple Valley Anthon Odo, Ridgeview, Kemper Catholic, Logan Magnolia, and Storm Lake, rounding out the rest of the field. Individually in that girls' race, it was Reagan Anderson of Denison Schleswig winning with a time of 29:03. Ellie Menlich of Denison Schleswig was second. Grace Lee Castor of Harlan third. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning fourth. Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley fifth. Claire Wilder of Abraham Lincoln and Mariah Heilson of Abe Lincoln were 6 and 7. Also, Morgan Gossler of Denison Schleswig was 8th, Megan Hardy of South Central Calhoun 9th, and Olivia Klein of Kemper Catholic finished in 10th. On the boys' side, Denison Schleswig also won there the team title with 74 points. Kemper Catholic was 2nd with 87, followed by Storm Lake with 96, then Booyer Valley, Woodward Academy, Harlan, Abraham Lincoln, Missouri Valley, South Central Calhoun, Woodbine, Logan Magnolia, IKM Manning, Ridgeview, and Whiting rounding out the rest of the field. Individually, Dylan Cavanaugh of Storm Lake was the champion with a time of 16:51.22. Spencer Moon of South Central Calhoun was second at 17:15.41. David Salazar of Denison Schleswig was third. Ben Grody of Kemper Catholic finished fourth. Connor Garrett of Booyer Valley was fifth. Corey Miller of Denison Schleswig sixth. Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley was seventh. Esteban Martinez of Denison Schleswig, 8th. Joe Weber of Booyer Valley was 9th. Jared Tigges of Kemper Catholic, 10th. And Reagan Hansen of Harlan finished 11th there in that race as well at that Monarch Cross Country Invitational. Moving on to baseball, Aledmys Diaz hit his first career grand slam, and the Cardinals finished with 5 home runs Tuesday night in a 12-5 victory over the Cincinnati Reds. chasing the Giants and Mets in a tight race for the two NL wildcard spots. St. Louis moved within a game of San Francisco for the league's final playoff spot. The Giants ended up beating Colorado later in the evening 12-3 to stay ahead. New York, which beat Miami 12-1, leads the wildcard standings and remained 1.5 games ahead of the Cardinals. Johnny Peralta had a 3-run homer and drove in 4 runs for the Cardinals, who had lost 4 of 5. Matt Carpenter, Randall Grichuk, and Matt Adams also homered in that game. Billy Burns' sacrifice fly scored Rule Mondesi in the 11th inning as the Kansas City Royals defeated the Minnesota Twins 4-3 last night, staving off postseason elimination. The defending World Series champions are 5 games behind Baltimore for the second AL wildcard spot with 5 games to play. The Orioles lost 5-1 at Toronto on Tuesday night. Mondesi drew a walk to lead off the inning, stole second, and moved to third on Jared Dyson's sacrifice bunt. Whit Merrifield and Eric Hosmer were walked intentionally to load the bases before Burns hit a fly ball to center field that was deep enough to get Mondesi home. Rookie Brooks Pounders, the 8th Royals pitcher of the night, picked up the victory, getting the final 2 outs in the 11th inning. Tyler Austin slammed a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the bottom of the 7th to give the Yankees a 6-4 win over Boston, preventing the Red Sox from clinching the American League East in the Bronx. Gary Sanchez and Didi Gregorius also homered for the Yanks as they ended the Bo Sox 11-game winning streak. Boston slugger David Ortiz went 0-for-5, stranded 7 runners, and struck out with 2 men on against Tyler Clippard to end the game. Toronto's 5-1 win over Baltimore gives the Blue Jays a 2-game lead over the Orioles for the first AL wildcard berth. The O's are just 1 game ahead of the Detroit Tigers, who hammered Cleveland 12-0. The Mets, Giants, and Cardinals all earned blowout victories last night, leaving San Francisco a half game behind the Mets for the first NL wildcard berth and 1 game ahead of St. Louis for the second. Other scores from baseball in interleague play, it was Texas over Milwaukee 6-4. In the American League, it was Detroit 12-0, as we mentioned, over Cleveland. Houston beat Seattle 8-4, the White Sox 13-6 over Tampa Bay, and the Angels 8-1 over Oakland. In National League play, Washington beat Arizona 4-2, the Cubs over Pittsburgh 6-4, Atlanta 7-6 over Philadelphia, San Diego beat the Dodgers 7-1. And the Houston Texans could be without defensive end J.J. Watt for an extended period. A person familiar with J.J. Watt's condition tells the AP that the 3-time Defensive Player of the Year has re-injured his back, and the team expects him to be out until at least December and possibly the entire season. He missed the entire preseason schedule following back surgery and played the first 3 regular season games before getting hurt in last Thursday's loss to the Patriots. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here this morning on KJN. Sports brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.